From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm True Quinn, filling in for Janae Darden. My guest this week is musician Carly Bond from the Oakland-based band Myrna. This summer, they released their first full-length record called Heart Hunger. Carly, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Carly just got back from an East Coast and Midwest tour with her band, and today she's going to share three arts events happening this week in the Bay. First up is a music show at Amnesia in San Francisco happening tonight. There will be three musical acts. Can you tell us about them?
I believe it is Sitka Sun, Lalin Sanjus, and Sis, who I will be playing with, and my partner Rob Shelton will also be playing with, or backing up. It is Sis's second full-length release in the Bay. Rob and I both produced and worked on her record this past year. Should be really fun. Amnesia is the best. I'm glad it's still around.
Me too. It's one of the last places for music in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Ever since Hemlock got torn down.
Oh, man, I know.
Do you know the other artists on the bill?
I do not know Sitka Sun, but I know Lalin. She is so incredible. She is the front woman for The Session, another Bay Area favorite band of mine. And Lalin solo is just like so magical.
Is it pretty different from her work with The Session?
It's a lot more stripped down, because it's just her, and sometimes she used samplers and sometimes just guitar. But it's really special.
It'll be one dreamy and meditative evening at Amnesia tonight with three Bay Area bands, Sis, Lalin Sanjus, and Sitka Sun. The show starts at 9 p.m. Your next pick is more of a rock show with Spooky Mansion and Tino Drema at the Great American Music Hall tonight. So these two bands, I've seen them in the Bay Area a bunch. I think they lived here.
Yeah.
But they recently moved to Los Angeles, which is a thing that a lot of musicians do. Why do they keep leaving?
Because the Bay is so expensive. It's so expensive. Not that LA is that much less, but there's a lot more space and a lot more opportunities for artists to work.
Are you thinking about making this a similar move?
Yeah, I know.
No!
I know.
Do you know these guys in the band?
I do, yeah. Tino Drema, not as much as Spooky Mansion, but we're band buds. Like, our bands are friends, and it's just always such a fun time to hang out with them and see them play.
That's Spooky Mansion and Tino Drema performing at the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco tonight. Your last pick is a film screening of Jihadoland by Nadia Shihab at the New Parkway in Oakland as a part of the Arab Film Festival this Sunday. Nadia Shihab works and lives in Oakland, and Jihadoland is their first feature-length documentary about her mother, who's an artist from Iraq, living in Texas, and it explores dislocation, history, and the meaning of home. Can you tell us a little bit about this documentary?
I've known Nadia through the music scene and her husband, Mark. I know that it has a lot to do with her own like personal heritage and the story of her parents. Nadia is such a beautiful person, and her husband, Mark, scored it. I think they scored it together. And I've been like waiting for this for like, I think a year and a half now to see it like in person in Oakland, because they've been working on it for quite some time.
You can check out Nadia Shihab's documentary Jihadoland at the New Parkway in Oakland this Sunday. For more details on that or any of the events you heard about today, check us out online at kalw.org, where you can also subscribe to our podcast. you want to find out more about Carly Bond and her band Myrna, you can go to their Bandcamp or go to nativecatrecordings.com to buy their record. Sights and Sounds is engineered by Tarek Fuda and produced by me, Truk Nguyen.